I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, so you have Le'Veon Bell, and he goes after Ryan Clark. Ryan Clark returns in kind because he's a member of the media.
Annihilates him.
He just hammers him, and that happens. Of course, last week with the whole Gatorade cooler stuff, so there's that. You have Ben, who facetiously was asking if he could still play, but that turned into a big deal. Does any of this affect 1 o'clock on Sundays? That, to me, is the fundamental question. And here's where I think it could, is because it could affect preparation leading up to 1 o'clock on Sundays. Because you had Arthur Motes, who we had on like a week and a half ago, said that the anthem stuff affected 1 o'clock on Sunday. It affected the game because it affected preparation. And that's the spillover, the runover. When you affect the week, you affect game time. So I do feel as if it can.
And Ramon himself just flat out said, I hate answering questions that other guys make us answer. They bring their problems into the locker room, whatever they say out there. Now media comes in, and instead of asking them about the game, they're asking about stuff that so-and-so said outside the locker room. He's like, that's just a waste of their time. So it can waste the time. It gets on people's nerves. I can see it. Listen, football is hard enough. You bring any other distractions in, yes, it can affect 1 o'clock. I know people say, oh, they get paid, they should just play. It's different than that.
Another thing that happens is that certain reporters, and it's not their fault, come in and chase stories. For example, there'll be something that was covered locally yesterday by us. You know, Jeff was over on the south side when Bell said what he said yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But what's going to happen is that on Wednesday and Thursday, you may get somebody from a national outlet, like from, you know, the NFL Network or ESPN, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden, hey, you got to get up. You got to go up to him. You got to ask what he said, you know, what he said about Monday. And so while players, they want to go past it, And locally with the anthem stuff with Villanueva, you know, I was done with it by Wednesday, and I, you know, I can go in there and actually ask about some football stuff, but sometimes these things don't go away.
At Channel 11, does their reporter chase all the stories?
Oh, I get it. Right,
Ramon Foster on leadership.
Is it enough leadership? Yeah, but you can't really control what a guy do on our social media. I think with the age of the NFL and sports in general that we live in now, guys are going to do what they want to, and emotions run high, and you get an opportunity to say what you want to.
Mike Tomlin would do well to take some of it away, and he can. First Amendment, they're not putting a guy in jail. They're taking away his social media, which they can if they want as his employer. They can put restrictions on it. And I think it's time to tell Le'Veon Bell off. Enough.
Cool it.
You know who used to be?
Now's the time to do it, and you have many reasons. You give them 8 examples if you want.
You know, several years ago when Twitter first started getting big, you know who was tremendous on Twitter during Steeler games?
Heath Miller.
Mrs. Polamalu.
Oh, yeah?
Mr. Polamalu quickly put a stop to that after a few games.
Do you remember when Mr. Polamalu decided to use the cell phone from the sideline that
yes.
Jim Bradley handed him that one time?
Of all the people.
Yeah. I'm fine, honey.
Yeah, because he had like a head thing, and he took himself out of the game. It was either him or it was, what's his name? I can't think of the guy's name. Joe Maroon. It was one of those two guys gave him a phone, and he called home to say he was all right.
Which got in trouble, right?
Because
you're not supposed to be. The furthest part of the bench.
Right, which I thought was really endearing.
Like he was calling Vegas.
Right.
You know?
Just so you guys know, I'm not coming back. So let that second half line move.
Yeah. But it's, and you know, it's, I know it's, we're not anywhere near as big as Josh, you're an athlete, but as current professional athletes, and yet we get people will take shots at us from time to time. And I felt like firing back at people, but you just don't do it. But guys, you know, they feel like, man, I'm being disrespected here.
This Ryan Clark challenged. Thing is Definitely. Different too. Cause he used to be in that locker room.
Yeah, that's true.
And that to me is, and look, Ryan Clark, that's his scoreboard now, his ratings, and he wants them.
And if AB felt, or AB or Bell felt betrayed, you handle it on your own. Get his cell phone number. Someone in the locker room.
Yeah, it's not hard to get for him.
Come on. Don't turn this into an argument that you got destroyed on.
Le'Veon Bell just looks bad. He looks bad all the way around. There's no other way to put it. At least, I mean, that's my...
And yet...
Does this go away if they win Sunday? Nobody talks about any of it, right?
No, especially
that's true.
This Sunday.
I know we're talking from that aspect, but is anything Le'Veon Bell said about game planning and stuff like that wrong? I don't think so.
No, but I think on a different team, what you say is... a little bit wrong because he had 10 runs of like less than 3 yards. He wasn't lighting the world on fire. They should have stuck with the run. Right. But the other thing is, he didn't say anything that was wrong, but he says what a fan said. What a player should say who's on a team is, hey, you know what? Some days we go with the run, some days we go with the pass.
Remember what Ramon said, though? We asked him about that, and he said that other teams, a lot of the yardage that they got against Jacksonville came late in games.
You wear them down.
Came late in games. And so they were only halfway to 30 on his carries. And I understand, you know, once it got to be maybe 20-9, I'll give him that, although I thought there was enough time left where they could still run a regular offense, a regular game plan, just do it out of a no-huddle, hurry-up kind of thing. Then they did have to throw by the end.
Right.
But leading up to for the first three quarters of the game, there was really no reason to sit there and throw the
ball
as much as they did.
35 touches, they win that game, you think?
Yeah, probably. Because who knows?
No, Ben doesn't throw it away five times to the other team, they win.
And then there's that.
I'll take field goals all day long if the offshoot of it, or if the other side of it is turnovers. They could have kept kicking field goals and won that football game.
It seems to me the last time they went to Kansas City, that's what happened.
Right. Field goals are not a terrible thing whenever the other option is interceptions.
What else is not a bad thing, Josh, when you're ahead 9-7?
Punch.
Exactly. There it is.
Absolutely.
There it is.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.